Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, got a really good topic for you today, something I haven't covered in the past. Righteous anger versus fleshly anger. You know, I had a brother bring this up. He asked a great question. I said, I need to do a teaching on that. I want to talk about today, what is righteous anger versus fleshly anger? He said to me, how do I know if I have righteous anger or sinful anger? Well, let's consider this. First of all, let's look along these lines. The word righteous, it means what is right in the eyes of God. So think about this. Do you have right anger versus sinful fleshly anger? So that's a good way to look at it, I think. Ephesians 4:26, Paul says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So Paul is giving way for a time when you could be angry, but don't sin in it. Now people say, well, how can that be? Anger is always sinful, right, Brother Jim? No, actually, it's not. Let's look at some examples in Scripture. Let's look at the meekest man on earth. Ready? Numbers 12, verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all men which were upon the face of the earth. What is meekness, you say? It's humble. It's lowly. Okay? And also, we see in Scripture that these men also had power under control. So meekness is you're humble, you're lowly, but you've got the power of God, the Spirit of God, the truth of God, but you're under control. Okay? And a good example is in like ancient times when they had war horses, these big horses, they were used like tanks. They would use them to make war. A horse was known as meek. I'm gonna describe meek to you. A horse was known as meek when all 2,000 pounds of its power, do you ever see those big giant draft horses? They're huge. When all 2,000 pounds of its power was under its master's control, and he could steer them left, steer them right, back them up, move them forward, move them on quickly, make them walk slowly. I used to have horses, so this means a lot to me. They were controlled. The massive power was controlled by the master's touch. They were meek, power under control, lowly and humble, until the master required them to do something different. So Moses, the meekest man on the face of the earth, right? But he also had anger. Let's look at this. In Exodus 17:6, he is told to hit the rock. God instructions, hit the rock, and water comes out. Moses does that. And then later we see in Numbers 20, verse 10, Moses gets upset with the people about what he is supposed to do. And it says, Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said to them, now hear ye, rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? Moses was mad because the Israelites were grumbling. Why'd you take us out in the desert? And Moses gets angry, but it wasn't righteous anger. And he goes outside of God's will, and God told him to speak to the rock. Instead, he again hits it with his staff. The water comes out to give the Israelites water, but God then punishes him and says, you won't enter into the promised land because you did wrong against me. So his anger was not right in the sight of God. It was fleshly and it was wrong. How about this? Moses also, the meekest man on earth, Exodus 32:19. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cast the tablets out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. Moses sees their idolatry. They're doing all kinds of wicked things. Moses had righteous anger, and he threw the tablets down. God doesn't rebuke him. It was right in the sight of God. So he had righteous anger. It wasn't fleshly, and it wasn't outside of God's will. How about Moses, the meekest man that ever was on the face of the earth? Exodus 32:27-28. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from the gate throughout the camp, and slay every man and his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to Moses' word, and there fell that day 3,000 men. These people decided not to follow the Lord. Moses said, who will follow the Lord? The Levites stepped forward. These Israelite men didn't. Moses has them slayed. Talk about anger. But it was righteous, right anger, and it was in God's will, and so he wasn't rebuked or corrected for it. So there, the meekest man on the earth, we have examples of wrong anger, fleshly anger, disobeying God, outside of God's will, and then righteous anger, right anger, in God's will. So that's how we can define these two. How about let's look at Peter. Peter acts out, and in John 18:10, he cuts the ear off of a soldier when they've come to get Jesus. Jesus rebukes him, says, live by the sword, you're going to die by it, and heals the soldier's ear. Wasn't righteous anger. It wasn't within God's will. It wasn't right. Needed to be rejected. But the same Peter, in the book of Acts, chapter 5, he rebukes a husband and a wife for lying, and the Holy Spirit of God kills them. Dead on the spot as a judgment. Peter was righteous in that anger, calling them out. He was right. He was within God's ways and God's truth. You see the pattern here? How about Jesus? Also very meek. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your souls. All right, so now Jesus lives his whole life. He's a meek man. Very few examples of anger. He even forgives those who torture and punish him and kill him. But in John 2, Jesus, we see, makes a whip and he drives the money changers out of the Father's temple in anger. It was right anger, righteous. It was within the Father's will. Jesus was the Father in the flesh. So it was right. How about in Matthew 23, the meek man calls the Pharisees harsh names and says, woe to you, you hypocrites, you scribes and you Pharisees. Both cases, his anger is right. It's right into God's word, right into God's will, right into God's ways. It's righteous, not angry, sinful, fleshly anger. So men and sisters, we have to let our anger make sure that it's leading us correctly, that it's right in God's will and ways. It's righteous, not fleshly anger. That has to be put down, put by the wayside. How do we do that? Well, I'll explain that to you in a second. The example I gave my brother is, you know, when I'm out street preaching and my wife is with me, she holds gospel signs, she stands quietly. She doesn't rebuke anybody. She's not calling anybody out, okay? And men will come up and get in my wife's face and start to accost her with words and go right up to her. And I'll tell you, in my flesh, I'm an old fighter. I'm an old carnal man. In my flesh, I'll admit it. I want to walk up, push him away, and if I have to, I want to lay him out on the ground and show him, don't mess with my wife. But you know what? Would that be right anger? If I were to strike them or act out in a harsh way? No, what I do is I funnel that through my spirit walking. Here's what we do. Walking according to Romans 8, we walk in the spirit, not the flesh. I funnel that fleshly energy down and I funnel it through the spirit. It becomes right. And rather than hitting them and striking them, I rebuke them in God's word. I tell them they're in sin. I tell them they better repent or they're going to lose their soul. And I send them on their way, and God honors me because it's a right anger. It's a righteous anger. I don't let my flesh overcome the will of the Father, His word. Does that make sense? Walking in the Spirit, we can make sure that we have anger in a righteous way, not in fleshly ways. That's what I'm trying to get at. Remember the Lord's Prayer, Thy will be done. How is our life supposed to live out? According to the Father's will, not our will. And the Father's will is always what's right. So that means if we have anger for what's right in God's word and ways, we will always have righteous anger, and we'll see it as such. Whenever we get fleshly anger that rises up, we'll be convicted. We'll see that it's not right. We'll know that it's of the carnal man. We need to put it away completely or change it, so that it now is pleasing to the Father, working for His ways, meeting His character and His nature, and falls in line with His word. Does that make sense to you today? right anger, righteous anger versus fleshly anger. It'll get you in trouble. It'll get you a rebuke from God. It'll ruin your witness. It might get you thrown in jail. Walk in righteousness. Walk in righteous anger. Don't walk in righteous anger, but walk in righteousness. And when you do have righteous anger, make sure you're acting according to the word and the ways. Study the word of God. Hide it in your heart. Preach it to yourself. Preach the gospel to yourself every day. Why Jesus came, why he had to die, how you're transformed, how you're supposed to live. This will help you walk in the Father's will, keep you out of the spirit, keep you out of the flesh, keep you in the spirit of God. Hope that helps you. This has been Brother Jim at don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog, pouring out articles, audios, videos. We're on the gospel road in these dark, desperate times. Lots more to come. Let me know I can help you in the faith. We're preaching the gospel, making biblical disciples, warning you all about the false ways of man-made religion. Don't walk in your flesh. That is one of the biggest sins that we can do, because flesh is enmity with God. Carnal man is enmity with God. Don't walk in your flesh. You're going to fall into it enough times, men and sisters. Don't walk in it constantly. Make sure that you're striving to walk in the Spirit of God. Hey, we love you all. I hope you have a glorious morning, evening, or afternoon. Till next time, may God be praised.